Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has withdrawn from its bid to host the United Nations Climate Conference next year after 3 years of competition with Turkey. Speaking from Belem, where the COP30 is being held, Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen has confirmed COP31 next year won't be hosted in Adelaide, as Australia has hoped for.
Obviously, it would be great if Australia could have it all, but we can't have it all.
Mr. Bowen says the withdrawal is in the best interest of Australia and also the summit. According to the UN rules, if Australia and Turkey couldn't reach a deal, Germany would have stepped in as the host of the United Nations Climate Organization.
This process works on consensus. And consensus means if someone objected to our bid, it would go to Bonn. That would mean 12 months with a lack of leadership, no COP president in place, no plan. That would be irresponsible for multilateralism and this challenged environment. And we didn't want that to happen.
Chris Bowen says the in-principle compromise will see the summit held in the Turkish resort town of Antalya and the role of presiding over negotiations handed to Australia, which he would hold. He says the Pacific will be kept front and center through the negotiations for the event next year.
Pre-COP is hosted in the Pacific, in a Pacific island, and it's a pledging event for the Pacific Resilience Fund, which is so important to us.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has told the ABC he has spoken to his counterparts in Papua New Guinea and Fiji and that everyone should be happy with the compromise. But PNG's Foreign Minister Justin Kachenko has told the AFP that he's disappointed. The development has made previous reports moot, being around the $2 billion mark, a figure opposition leader Susan Lee has questioned.
The fact that this government even considered spending $2 billion of taxpayers' money on this exercise just goes to show how their priorities are all wrong.
South Australia Premier Peter Malinauskas has dismissed the figure after expressing his disappointment that the event won't be held in Adelaide.
But in terms of the $2 billion figure, we hadn't seen evidence of that, but we had seen evidence of some very big numbers indeed, which would be at a substantial expense to the federal government.
Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has also expressed her disappointment, accusing the federal government of being compromised because of its relationships with fossil fuel companies and therefore failing to secure the bid.
They didn't want the pressure to come on the exports of coal and gas out of Australia. So rather than standing up for our region and the Pacific, we've had the Prime Minister and his government bow to the pressure of the fossil fuel industry. An absolute disgrace, lack of leadership, and a failure on all levels.
Meanwhile, for advocates who travelled to Brazil this year, they hope the federal government does take more action to support the Pacific countries on the issue of climate change. Dr. Simon Bradshaw is the COP31 lead at Greenpeace Australia.
We need to be backing in Pacific calls for fossil fuel phase-outs and for limiting warming to 1.5 degrees. We still have that responsibility.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism, and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric. There's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.